Hello, I'm Scott Nickrens, music director at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, and you're listening to The Concert from GardnerMuseum.org. Join me in the museum's tapestry room as we listen to some outstanding live performances you won't hear anywhere else.
One of the interesting things about Bach, many singers will tell you, is that he likes to use voices like instruments. Sometimes, particularly in his choral music, a baritone will be called on to sing a melody that sounds like a trombone flourish, or a soprano will have to produce violin-like runs up and down the scale. On the flip side, Bach also sometimes liked to write for instruments in ways that made them sound like voices, as in this week's episode of The Concert, number 22, Bach's Songs for Strings. First, we'll listen to Bach's sixth cello suite, the final piece in a group of six pieces for unaccompanied solo cello. Because the cello has to stand on its own in these pieces, the cellist plays the roles of soloist and orchestra simultaneously, playing both the long singing melodic lines and the underlying harmonies. We'll hear cellist Colin Carr in this live performance. Next on the program is one of Bach's most famous melodies, the air on the G string. The Gardner Chamber Orchestra will perform this slow, sumptuous tune from the second movement of Bach's third orchestral suite in an arrangement for flute solo played by flutist Paula Robeson. The title air on a G string actually wasn't applied to the piece until much later, when a 19th century violinist transposed Bach's work down a whole step so that he could play the entire melody on the G string of his violin, the instrument's lowest string, giving it the lush, romantic era sonority many of us have come to identify with the piece. We'll begin with Colin Carr, playing Bach's cello suite number 6 in D major. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the concert. Next week on program 23, we're going to take a trip to Italy and Germany and listen to some Vivaldi, Italian songs for orchestra, and Brahms, a string quartet in A minor. We're proud to share these podcasts with you under a music sharing license from Creative Commons. You'll find more information on the music you've heard today, new podcasts posted on the 1st and 15th of every month, and our complete digital library of music from past podcasts on our website at gardnermuseum.org. While you're there, also check out our online schedule to find out about upcoming live concerts, where you can hear more great music almost every Sunday from September through May here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston.